Welcome to our Barkham Midweek Podcast. I'm going to read some words from Ephesians 1, starting at verse 15. Paul says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." It's Wednesday, the 24th of June. Let me ask you, what do you want for today? What is your greatest desire, your greatest need for today? Perhaps you know the answer to that question without thinking. There's a very obvious question or difficulty or sadness that you or someone close to you is facing at the moment, and you need help with that. Or maybe it's not so obvious. If the forecast is right, it's due to be a beautiful summer's day. You have plans, life is good, and you're thinking, what do I really need? Well, the simple thought I want to share with you today is that whatever kind of day you're facing, good or bad, the thing you need more than anything today is to see Jesus more clearly, to know him better. That is the thrust of this prayer which Paul prays for the Ephesians. And it's striking that he should pray like this, because it's not like they don't know Jesus. The first half of chapter 1 is all about God's great plan of salvation. Paul bursts out in praise for all of the blessings that God gives his people through Jesus: being chosen by God, being adopted as his children, being redeemed and forgiven through his death, knowing his plan for the world and for the end. And he then assures them that they have received all these blessings. They did so when they believe the gospel. They've been sealed with the Spirit and they are secure. And yet, although he's heard about their faith in Jesus and gives great thanks for them, he keeps asking here that they would know him better. And what's more, he prays for it. It's clear that it'll only happen by a work of God's Spirit. He says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better." If we have put our trust in Jesus, we have the privilege of knowing him, not just knowing about him, but knowing him personally. It's something we talk about, something we celebrate, but are we getting to know him better? All healthy relationships grow in that way, and this most important relationship of all is supposed to grow. Wouldn't you like to know Jesus better? Well, if so, then ask God, ask the Father to give you his Spirit, who opens the eyes of our hearts so that we see Jesus more clearly, so that we see more of the beauty and perfection of his character, so that we may see, as Paul mentions here, the hope to which he's called us, our future, as part of his inheritance, so that we may see his power for us who believe, the same power that raised him from the dead, as Paul goes on to say. Paul's prayer is a great one for us to pray regularly for ourselves and for one another. It's a great thing to pray whenever we open the Bible. Father, help me to see Jesus more clearly. All the scriptures point to him. It's a great prayer for each day, whether we think it will be good or bad. Lord God, today, by your Spirit, may I know Jesus better. Why not pause now and make that your prayer today? One of Charles Wesley's hymns captures this thought very well indeed. So I'm going to read the words of that hymn and then lead us in some prayers. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high, be near, day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see. Till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief, fill me, radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to the perfect day. Father, we thank and praise you for the Lord Jesus, and that we have every spiritual blessing through faith in him. Please grow our desire to know him better, and by your Spirit, please deepen our knowledge of him, our delight in him, our trust in him, our dependence on him, our love for him. We ask it in his name. Amen. Father, we continue to be shaken by the attacks in Reading at the weekend. So we pray for the families and friends of James Furlong, David Wales, and Joe Ritchie Bennett, asking that you might provide them with the time and space to grieve, as well as the comfort and support that they need at this time. And we pray too that you would graciously reveal yourself to them, that they might hear of the God of all comfort, and that a number might receive your wonderful grace in Jesus. We also ask that you'd comfort those in our church family who knew Mr. Furlong at the Holt. Please help them to bring their questions and their sadness to you, and help them to trust in your sovereignty and your goodness. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we continue to pray for our government, our leaders, as they start to ease restrictions on the lockdown. Please help them to make wise decisions that would both protect people and prosper our country. And we pray that you'd help us to be wise as we consider when and how we may be able to gather at church again. Lord, we long for that day. And in all these things, we are very aware of how little we understand. And so we want to pray to you, the only wise God, to lead us through this uncertain period. Finally, we pray for our church family that you would strengthen all of those in particular need, those concerned about health, those concerned about family, those facing uncertainties over work, those struggling to sleep, those struggling in other ways. We pray for Mark Stevens and the family with his father's funeral coming this Friday. We commit them to you. And we pray for John and Jean Wall, with John still in hospital, that you would please keep them both looking to Jesus, as we also pray that John will be able to return home soon. So, Father, we ask all of these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. Do look out for our Friday prayer meeting, our pandemic prayer meeting, 8:30 till 8:50 on Friday. The link for that is available in this email. And then look out for details of our Sunday service, which will also be sent out at the end of the week.